Blog Talk Radio.
Thibodeau. Yeah, boy.
Say we
we get ahead of ourselves. We don't know how to stay humble. I think we do.
Well, Butler is not the problem. I'm talking about how come we losing the smaller team.
Because of the chemistry.
Did we lose to the Sixers? No, we almost lost.
No, we can't get
it. Yeah, we had to come back, yeah.
All in enthusiasm of them two. If they have cohesion between each other, like if they start playing with each other too, I guarantee you, you'll start watching Bulls games. It wouldn't matter.
I love Bulls games.
We only lose it because you can tell it's selfish in the way we play. So fast. Butler don't like to get a ball back, bro. Play.
So Butler get a ball to Gasol.
Yeah.
And Rose get a ball to Gasol.
Yeah.
They both get a ball to Gasol.
They call you them too. That's what's holding everything back.
They pass each other.
It's only them two. Rose pass the ball.
Yeah.
As long as if they get along, you know what I'm saying? I think it'll be more of a, you know why? Because it'd be dysfunction. That's why we lose. It'll be an enthusiasm to play the next game. Because the last game, you didn't really feel on it.
No, I still watch it. I just don't get excited when they win. Like, you know, you used to be like, hey, the Bulls beat Cleveland last night.
So you didn't care when we beat Cleveland?
Nah.
Great.
I mean, it's good.
Oh, great. Rose got off.
I mean, that's great.
And Butler got off.
That's great. Did we lose the next game? Did we go to a losing streak?
Yeah. We went on a win streak, too.
Yeah.
I think you were seeing Bulls when we were on a win
streak. I'm always seeing Bulls.
You don't look at them. You don't care.
I do look at them. I look at them every time they
play. Yeah, but you don't like
them. I do like them.
Do we need to take your card?
No, what you trying to reverse this around?
Stop.
The whole thing, the pressure was on you. So, I don't know, man. Like, Paul Gasol.
Good. All-star stuff.
Right. What's up with that?
All-star game ain't about nobody who can't dribble and put it through their legs and tuck it off the backboard.
And that just brings up the fact that the Bulls are going to possibly insert Big Swan Moore into the starting lineup.
That's huge.
He supposedly allegedly was endorsed by Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose.
Wasn't that Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler?
All right, Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler then. That's cool. Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose.
I don't understand how that works.
It works.
He's going to get started, man?
Yeah. If the Bell needs to come back, he's been productive. Very productive. Yeah. Way better productive, man. Way better than Tony Snell.
Who?
Way better than Tony Snell.
That was your boy.
That was my boy.
Oh, now you're giving up on him.
Nah, I said he just needed some confidence.
Nah. He was like, that was the boy.
I had faith in him. I thought if he just.
No.
Yeah.
He leads the league and missed wide open jump shot.
Yeah. That's embarrassing, man. They should have never let that out. You know what you think he's going to play like now? You think he's going to get better? He's going to miss again.
I've been saying this.
His company is shook now.
I've been
saying
he should have been.
We got two players that got confidence.
That's always chemistry in the Bulls. We got talent. It's just nobody understands what role they're supposed to play because nothing is established. Like you can't have a bench established and your start is not established. That's
right.
Why they keep bringing in Snell starts, Mirotic starts,
right.
Ty starts, Noel probably starts, Matt Juan Moore starts. But Dully's even coming back, he gonna start. But if Mirotic out, so what'll happen with Mirotic? You know what I'm saying? It's so much
right.
Where it's like, there's no cohesion where everybody get used to everybody, and we move forward again. It's all between Rose and Butler, man. They need to have a talk. So they need to establish what they're really trying to do on the court. And then all of this will go away, I promise you. All of everybody else leaves. Nobody, because it's not smart. You know what I'm saying?
It's not. I agree with that. It is not smart.
So I propose a formula. That they run, but see, they still got that temper going.
Who do? All of them?
The whole thing. It's like a half court game.
Right, they won't run.
Right.
But can they? They can't run.
They can't run.
Who? Rose and Butler fan.
I think they need to realize anybody can bring it on court. They don't always have to get it from Rose. If Rose's not right there, go. The whole deal is to attack. But Rose needs to, Butler and Rose need to take it upon themselves to always run. That, it's your turn to go down the court fast, and I lay back and rest. And next time, my turn to go down the court fast, you lay back and get some rest. And then,
That's the thing.
That's
the thing. Right. That's not just them. That's that ain't the way that Portland do it. That ain't the way Westbrook and Durant do it.
Tyler, they having the same problem.
They used to.
They still do.
Oh, they do. Who's better?
Yeah.
Me, Westbrook.
Exactly.
But that don't mean they don't play together.
They don't play together right like that. Like, the numbers look good, they both, but it's the same thing. The only people who play the right way where it looks smooth is San Antonio and Golden State. Well, like, you know who the star is, but it moves around so much, everybody feel, and the star do good.
Right,
like, how would that happen?
Right.
It's not either he does good and we lose,
right,
or we lose. That's how it is with the Butler.
Right.
Well, it's like, I suppose, every time I miss a ball or lose, like, a rebound, get it to Rosa Butler, both of them run. If they can't get it, like, and they got to push it to where they attack it to make it work. Start back up, set up, then go to Kyle Gasol and let him work in the half court. Work off it up. Every single time. Don't need to be in just Butler's hand, because when Butler is in Butler's hand, the only person who's going to score more than likely is Butler, and that's easy to
do. He missed a lot of shots.
It don't matter about the shot, because he still needs to shoot. But it's like, what's smooth? It'd be hard for the Bulls to score. Like, it takes work, but it should. They need some more easy buttons. Fast break. We should be up in the league leading the fast break. We got a six fast back.
We should be up in the league in 3-pointers.
I think they say when McDermott shoot a lot, he wins.
I don't know about that.
That is true. Like, you got these players, but it's still sticking between Rose and Butler. Who's going to be top dog? Who's going to lead us in? Who's going to look the best?
I don't know about that. I know nobody beats the Warriors, so. The Warriors take a little break, but when we get into football. We'll take a little break before we get into the football. When we come back, call in 347-838-8449. 347-838-8449. Sports Reality Radio. Saturday, what's up? Michelle and Tom, and by a couple of minutes. back to Sports Reality Radio, Saturday Sports Talk.
Yo.
The host, Curtis True Character Falcon.
Break just the Bears fan Thomas.
We didn't say that together.
It don't matter. You know who we is.
Everybody should know by now. Hey, I hope you're checking us out on Twitter. Checking us out on Facebook. Check the sports page. Everybody, very interactive. So check it out. Join in. It's Sports Reality Radio on Facebook. And it's Sports Reality Radio on Twitter. Super Bowl. Damn time. Hey, I got a confession to make. Last playoff game, my heart was with Cam and the Panthers, but my money was on Arizona. And you can see that was a mistake.
Yeah, I didn't put any money up, but I looked for the Patriots, and that was two point conversion. Last play of the game, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Pressure. Championship defense.
Don't happen enough. Don't happen enough.
Of course you're happy.
Yeah. Did you cry?
I ain't crying. I was very disappointed because he just threw a wrong step down to Bronx.
Bronx was hurt.
He was chilling.
Yeah. He was all pissed.
Murdering.
Yeah. But
this matchup right here.
Yeah.
This is the Broncos match. Defense versus Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Or is it the Panthers versus the Broncos?
This is. I think it's the Panthers versus the Broncos. And here's why. Broncos are going to bring the heat. All right? They're going to bring the heat. They're going to disguise the defense. Right. Von Miller can drop back and see another pick. You never know. He definitely got to keep an eye on him. So he's all over the place. So they just beat.
Broncos
just beat the Patriots right there. So, I don't know.
Now, I know it changes up when it's NFC versus AFC. It's not the same thing. When they going to be in where? Where the Super Bowl is?
Arizona.
Of course. They both going to be hot, so it ain't going to be nothing about closing. That speeds up the players.
Yeah.
Them are a fast team.
So it's Carolina.
But you got optimal position for Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is old.
Oh, no.
Pressure's coming.
Oh, no.
It's coming. He can't run.
No matter.
He's going to throw up before Fluke passes. He's going to get picked off. Luke Cooper. Keekly.
Urlacher.
Ron Rivera.
Great coach. I was mad when we let him go. He took our whole defense with him. When he left, we died. Still did good. His cover two variation was great. It was like, truly, Lovie Smith defense, but you put your own twist to it.
Yeah.
His twist was to have big players in the middle, a fast linebacker, but attack. Get taxed with the linebacker. You know, just fall back in the cover. They go forward, too. And he aggressive. Lovie Smith kind of passed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they got that going for him. Cam Newton got to have a huge game. And somebody on their team got to step up.
Burger.
I think Jonathan Stewart.
Yep.
What's buddy name? Thomas Davis. What's a linebacker name? He broke his arm.
Oh, yeah.
You got 11 screws. That's huge. You make plays.
It's about playing, too.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
Broncos don't have any injuries.
Rolling heartbreak that is I knocked out.
Oh, my God.
How old is he? 50?
I don't know. It's a night
fit. That's it.
Roland Harper.
Roland Harper.
From the Rams?
No, oh, he plays for Carolina now. Get his eye knocked out.
That's bad. And what they do, put it back?
I don't know. He had surgery or something. He might have came back to earlier. You might have put your heart, he got hit.
Not really. You know, they say you really got to get hard to get like a laugh. Yeah, you might not feel it.
Get charged loose.
Oh. My.
Imagine that.
No.
Trying to hang it up.
Yeah, when your eyes come out.
Right.
It's out of stock.
Damn, man. So, what's up with all the hate? Cam Newton, man. I mean, celebrating, all right, that's cool. It's happening, all right, you have to. Giving balls away to kids. You know, what's the problem here?
He's trying to take too much glory. Every time you do something good, it doesn't necessarily mean you got to have a hope for something. You can't say, stop me then, because you are doing it. But after a while, people probably think he gets old. But yeah, he's looking like, how can it get old? I'm doing the most current thing. Death.
To the younger crowd.
To everybody.
Okay, everybody do it. Old people, everybody. I'm talking about fans, too. You know, I'm pretty sure you could go on YouTube and see a whole bunch of people that. Old, young.
Who doesn't like him then?
Right. Who's making this a major issue? Going,
is it racist? Or culture, like Ryan Park said.
Culture. He's creating a culture that they don't like.
Who is they?
Somebody. You know, he's giving balls to.
Or somebody.
He giving balls.
Do you know who somebody is, or you just don't want to name him?
Man, I think he's creating a culture that white people don't like. For real.
And that's messed up.
Yeah.
Because how you gonna hold back his shine? I don't see like Cam Newton hasn't been DUIs.
No.
Nothing bad, but that one.
He had five to them.
Yeah.
That was
him flipping over and over.
Exactly. So, it got to be. They don't like that culture that he's bringing to the league. That look. He's the face of the league. They don't want
like
that face of the league.
So, as Marshawn Lynch, what do they do?
He ain't going to lose the Super Bowl, though. Because he's the quarterback. What they going to do? You think if they not call the play that he don't like, he going to run it?
Think that.
He going to throw the week
for all in the game. Let him get rumped up.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but he could battle through that.
And you can't battle against
that's
the
heart.
You can't battle through rest.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Ask Marshawn Lynch.
I don't think that's going
to happen. Ask Marshawn Lynch what he said. He's going to be the man of the year.
Hey, Marshawn Lynch. Hey, what did you say in a Super Bowl? Give us a call back. 347-838-8449. 347-838-8449.
Now, we better wait for Marshawn Lynch to call. Because he's going to tell us.
Right.
We're not going to say that. We're just going to wait.
Hold on. We're going to call him. No good.
I know we heard it. What else do you
think? All right. But, well, hold on.
Phone off the hook.
I think so.
Hang up the phone.
All right. Well, I think he had probably called back later. All right. So, Cam, I believe, is a victim of culture.
Victim of? Yeah. Is he really that bad? Is it really they just don't want to accept that huge of a deal?
Yeah. There's no quarterbacks like you said earlier.
The NFL is just a word for Super Bowl.
True.
They do that.
True that.
Everybody in the world on to
it. They
turned it into who's the bad guy, who's the good guy.
Then it was a story about Manning on the HGH.
You don't hear about that.
Real, it's very.
You hear about him dancing before you hear about Buddy Cheek.
I heard the story twice.
Yeah.
But you don't see it.
They say this not gonna be resolved in the next minute.
Like
at
the
least
next 4 years, something like that. So the 4 years?
It was like medical after. So basically, he gonna be able to play until he retire at the end of the life.
He gonna retire. Did you hear what he told Tom Brady and Belichick?
This is last rodeo.
Yeah. I had to rewind that and turn it up.
Right.
Make sure I heard that. I think it's this time. Or they gonna wanna do something else.
Huh?
I like Brock. Brock did a good job.
Right?
Yeah, same score. They might be back.
They all young.
Yeah.
The Marcus Ware that. Vaughn Miller, like 26, 27.
They might keep defending because I think it's over with the Patriots.
I don't think it's over with the Patriots.
Come on, man. How many more
years? You just don't want them to be good. Why? Did anything tell you that they was wrong? It came down to one play at the last second of the game.
Nah, that's over with. I will say, Tom Brady looked very happy when he heard Manning say, this might just might be my last one. Felt like, oh, well, oh. And then, you know, like, stick a fan. I was like, okay, all right.
I don't think he really cares.
No?
He probably want to beat his record.
Okay. Who you got? We're going to ask you a question about Kobe Bryant.
Kobe
Bryant. Call in 347-838-8449. Real quick, let us know who you got in the Super Bowl. Who you got? I'm going Cam Newton. I ain't messing up this time. All right.
I want the Panthers to win, though. I'm trying to separate.
That happened to me. I'm trying to tell you. That happened to me. So you got to. You want
the Panthers to win. All
right. I can't really ask the question, man, because we only got, like, a little while. Kobe Bryant asked the rookie, Larry Nance, to get up out the seat. But he, and the way he asked, he was like, hey, you know, like, get up.
Yeah.
For me, get up.
Yeah, rookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. I get up, man, but you ain't got to do it like that. In front of everybody, like, then Dirk Nowitzki hit a game-winning shot. He smacked him on the ass and was like, good. Dirk turned around and was like, all right. Like, Ty, you going to celebrate with this dude? You right in front of your teammates?
They're looking at him like this is his last one.
Yeah, yeah. Get your ass out of here and retire then. Get out of this circus, man.
Be able to do that.
Yeah, whatever, man. Get another one. Great player. Let's face your game. You an ass, dude. Yeah. All right, we out of here. Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Kurt.
Man, time to go, Bulls.
All right.
We're going to clip it tomorrow.
We out of here.
Peace.
To everybody. Let's go.